And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And I'm sorry, sir, I did not grab your name before I got in here, but we have Dan Watkins from the VFW Post 1786. And, sir, welcome. Introduce yourself.
I'm Pastor Lewis Smith from the Manhattan First Free Methodist Church, located at Points of Manhattan Avenue.
Well, good stuff. And as I understand, you're partnering with each other for Free Friday Meal, and that starts on June 7th.
Yes. You know, in the summertime, we know that a lot of our kids in around that neighborhood and around Manhattan, the only two meals they may get may be the meals they get at school, i.e. breakfast and lunch. So what we want to do is, and we're partnering together with Manhattan First Free Methodist Church and VFW Post 1786, Commander Watkins and I sat down and we talked about it and we said, let's partner with it. After I talked to my board, we asked, let's go with it. So every Friday through the month of June and July, we're going to set the grill up and we're going to have a good time feeding people in the community.
And Dan, talk a little bit about the importance of partnering with them from the VFW side.
Well, I guess the best place to start is to start at the beginning, which for me was last year. I moved here in April of last year and became a member of the Post. And at that time, Lewis was the commander. And he said, you know, congratulations, you get a new post. And it's true. And the thing about it, the unique thing about our post, and the research has been done on it, we are the only VFW post in the entire world that meets at a church. And he's the pastor of the church, but he's also been a mentor for me with here in Manhattan and getting me, you know, to know people and stuff like that. So I got to give him props. I really, really do. And getting back to the subject, what we're doing Friday, the joint thing, this is huge. This is, and it's like I say, nobody does more for veterans or families in the community. And that's one of the biggest things that our post is about, is community service. Mm-hmm. And it's, and Lewis and I, we talk every day just about, and whatever, veteran stuff, volunteering stuff. And this meal thing, this is really big because, you know, like he said, with, you know, the kids that live around the area, they might only get two meals and school's done. They don't get dinner, you know, and it's not, you know, parents are working or whatever, and they just don't have it. But it's not just for the kids.
Yeah, it's for the families.
This is for the families. This is for anybody that, you know, hey, stop by. It's kind of an open house kind of thing. See the church, see the post, you know. It's all in the same thing, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. We're going to have games.
Yeah, a lot of games, a lot of little activities for people to play. What, communicate, talk to one another, and just enjoy.
And what type of games will be there, and maybe a little bit about the food that will be offered, too.
Water balloon tosses, oh, egg carries, just different kind of things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's you know, just different kind of fun stuff, kind of fun summer stuff to do. Yeah. Arts in the Park's going on. You know, so we're going to be right across the street from there. Come over and say hi.
Get you something to eat and head over to Arts of the Park and enjoy all the good stuff that's going to be going on across the street. We're directly across from the volleyball court, so yeah.
We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs.
Cold cuts.
You know, just simple stuff you can eat there. You can sit there and eat. You can take it with you, you know, treats, you know, cookies.
Yeah, each week there will be a different menu. We sat down and we met and we planned a menu for the whole summer, for every Friday. So every Friday will be something different.
And what time specifically about will those be held?
6:30. 6:30 till the food is gone.
Okay. Okay. And as you said, this is a free meal. And do you need – I imagine you'll have a lot of folks helping you, but do you need more help? Do you need more volunteers?
We always need help. Anybody that wants to come out and be a part and want to give a helping hand, if you want to bring something – we more than welcome you to be a part. It's a community deal. It's about us touching the hearts of the people in the Manhattan community.
And I guess, what are some of your, I guess, goal-wise, do you have any specific numbers you're helping, or is it just anyone who needs assistance, come on out and check it out?
Anyone.
No goal, just anybody that's want a meal, want some fellowship, come on out and feed your face and enjoy yourself and relax.
Do we have a goal? Yeah, feed the hungry and fellowship.
That's it.
I mean, that's a good goal.
And something like this, Nick, you can't say we want 50 people, we want 100 people. Something like this, you can't set a number on it. You know, if we get 10 people, we'll be happy. So be it. We get 100, so be it.
We'll get 2,000. We'll get some more food, and we can keep on cooking. Hey.
That's right.
Well, it's good to hear, and I'm sure it'll be a great help for many folks out there. And we'll get an address from you near the end. But I also want to ask you if there's any other things going on that you want to touch on.
This week, and I know you guys have been broadcasting a little bit about it with the In Focus, this week is the D-Day Memorial Week. And tomorrow's the 75th anniversary of D-Day. This evening, well, today, there's actually activities going on in Abilene today. And this evening at the place of meditation, the tomb of Eisenhower and his family, we will be doing a mini vigil from 8:30 to midnight. So, you know, something to see. And but again, there's a lot of things going on. And I know President Myers is speaking there tomorrow. There's some speakers there today. And there will probably, and I'm kind of guessing here, hopefully there'll be some of the World War II veterans there. And we still have a few left around town.
Yes, we do.
That were Mr. Jim Sharp. I've had conversations with him, and he's a D-Day Battle of the Bulge veteran.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy to talk to. But again, you know, get out to Abilene and, you know, take some time out of your day this week, you know, any time this week, and get out there and take a look at this, because this is huge.
Yeah, they've had events running since, I believe, last Saturday.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a great thing. Remind me the time again, 8:30 to midnight?
8:30 to midnight's the vigil. And then the Eisenhower Center online has a calendar of all their events throughout the week. If people want to take a look at that and take a look and say, oh, yeah, well, I've got time to go do this.
And for the Friday meals, can you give out an address for where folks will want to go?
Yeah, Manhattan First Free Methodist Church at 1231 Points Avenue, directly across from the volleyball court.
6:30, I believe?
6:30.
Friday. All right. Well, unfortunately, the morning's moving by really fastly.
We saw that.
We don't got much more time.
That's good.
Gotcha.
And I appreciate you coming out, and we'll definitely have you out again soon.
All right. Absolutely. We enjoy it.
Thank you. God bless you, brother.
Of course. You have a great day, and thanks. We'll be back shortly in Focus, News Radio KMAN.
Jordy Nelson going to be joining us here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Manhattan Meat Market. Stop by Manhattan Meat Market today and put the best of Kansas on your grill or smoker tonight. Manhattan Meat Market on Setchild Road and online.